Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And I want to say, I want to put that off and say that for later, actually. With you today, it's Aria.
Chris.
And the captain.
Chris, you haven't been on with us all week, and I saw you sitting here, and I was like, let's get Chris on. He's not doing anything. Well, I mean, I don't know if you're doing anything or not, but, you know, welcome to the show. I mean,
it's good to be back.
Yeah, it is. It's good to have you back. We're laughing now about this far-right group, and we're curious where we're going with this, because there's so much background information here, right? This LGBT, this drag queen happy hour or whatever, was put on Instagram, and it began getting criticism, as you might expect, from
the internet.
Yeah, from homophobes and transphobes out there on the internet. And there was a drag queen story hour, which is something that, look, I really wish, look, can we just not, can you just not do this directly to kids? I don't even oppose it, but, like, can we establish the right of trans people to be trans before you establish the rights of drag queens to read stories to kids? Can we focus on one issue at a time? And the more important one would be, you know, the right for a trans person to just exist in a place. Can we focus on that before you want to read, you know, Green Eggs and Ham to kids at the local library? Can we, please? So back on June 11th, a group of self-proclaimed Proud Boys had disrupted this drag queen story hour. One wore a black and yellow stenciled T-shirt, which, black and yellow, I mean, I recognize those color choices, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Stenciled with an AR-15 rifle and the words, "Kill your local pedophile." I want to know, by what standard does that constitute any sort of menacing for drag queen story hour, right? Like, are there pedophiles, in fact, at drag queen story hour that are under that? Because everyone here at Porkfest could be wearing a shirt that says, "Kill your local pedophile," and I wouldn't find that to be menacing because I'm not a pedophile.
Right, exactly.
It's one of those things, like, if you find that to be threatening, you may have some crimes you should be confessing to.
Perhaps look inward.
Now, on June the 29th, the left-wing NorCal_resist Instagram page posted a copy of Mojo's flyer along with a warning, "Community safety alert! Proud Boys are planning to crash this event." There seems to be the NorCal, that's North California, I'm assuming, the NorCal Resistance page added, "Telegram chat shows that Proud Boys are planning to crash this drag show in Woodland tomorrow night." Spawning Hayes, of course, to contact the police, because if there's anything the LGBTQ community loves, it's the police for some bizarre reason. And I think that really marks the differentiating point between white LGBTQ people and, like, almost everyone else, right? People are LGBTQ until they need the police, and then suddenly they're white more than they are anything else.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that any LGBT person would ever call the police.
Right?
I mean, like, do you not remember the 60s and 70s? I mean, I guess I wouldn't, but the point is that our memories so small.
Well, see, their memories aren't, it's not even about memory to them, I don't think. I don't remember who said it, but it was someone who pointed out exactly this, that, you know, white LGBTQ people are minorities right up until they need the police, and then they're white again. Then they're white beyond everything else. And that's exactly what we see here.
Does that mean they're exercising their privilege?
Absolutely. No LGBTQ person should be like, man, I sure do miss the police. I sure wish the police were out here protecting me, because they're not going to do it. I mean, the police were the ones that were throwing bricks at Stonewall in New York in the 60s and 70s. The police have never been friends to the LGBTQ community.
And again, they have no duty to protect you.
Nope.
They don't, and I think that was sort of the issue in the Orlando shooting, if I remember correctly. I don't remember, because that was so many years ago.
It's interesting to think about that, though, the Supreme Court ruling that police have no
the
duty.
The numerous
to
Supreme
numerous
Court rulings.
Rulings because citizenship, if I remember correctly, is defined as a duty of allegiance in exchange for a duty for protection.
Yes.
As I believe it. So if there is no duty to protect you, then there are no citizens.
And I wonder, who are they protecting me from?
Well, presumably, I mean, that's a good question, right? The police have certainly threatened me more, and the FBI has done more to threaten me and do violence against me than any number of other people.
I don't think there's a person in America who has not been threatened more by police than they have been, you know, supposedly protected. I mean, I can recall plenty of interactions with police. I don't remember a single one of them where I've had an interaction with somebody violent where the police have protected me from them.
No, absolutely not. So Hayes contacted the police with an update to let them know that the new kind of threat, she said. They doubled the extra officers that were going to be on duty and notified other departments to be on standby. I think they also said that they forwarded the threats to the FBI. And as far as I can tell, there were no threats. Proud Boys were intending to attend this drag show, and they referred to it as crashing, but like, there's weddings down here at Forkfest this year, and I would refer to it as crashing the wedding for me to appear unannounced and unexpected, but that's not any act of violence or anything like that. I'm just attending the wedding in a way where I was not expected. That's all it means to crash an event.
Yep. Yeah.
But Hayes says a number of the acts scheduled, quote, didn't feel comfortable performing that night. And so they canceled, Hayes said, and so we canceled the show. So the Proud Boys got what they wanted. The show ended up getting canceled because some of the drag artists didn't want to...
The Proud Boys won only because the other side gave up, right? Like,
right.
They could have proceeded.
Well, they could have, but they felt
scared. And then the Proud Boys went and won.
No, certainly not. I mean, it would have been easy to overcome the Proud Boys here, you know, just go and do your thing anyway and, you know, exist peacefully.
I mean, if what they did by calling the police in the first place actually was effective, you know, and it actually did anything, then they could have just continued.
Yeah, sir, that's an excellent point as well. But clearly they felt like the now four police officers and presumably the two radio cars that were there for this drag queen event weren't enough. A lot of people still wanted to come out and support a pride, so we were basically open for business still, like regular. Hayes decorated what she calls an upscale casual neighborhood bar and restaurant with pride, rainbow colors, and flags. Instead of doing the drag show, they just threw up some gay flags. And we had a great crowd of people from like 4:30 on. The place was packed. People eating dinner, having drinks, appetizers, just having a good time. Around 7 p.m., three figures arrived to make a great evening even better. Wow, Yahoo's not even trying to be... Well, I'm not surprised. Two drag kings? I have never in my life heard of a drag king. Literally, this is the first time... I don't know. This is the first time I've ever seen the term drag king in my life.
Huh. I can't muster that term.
I can't either. I'm trying to picture it. Because I know what drag queens look like. You know, way too much makeup. Everything just extravagant to the maximum. But how do you do that for a male? Right?
Well,
Wizard beard?
Is it a female dressing up as a male?
I don't know how it could be anything else,
presumably.
Right?
You know, the only thing I can think of is, like, men in suits going down a runway of some kind.
Right,
that's
like
a fashion
super conservative
thing, not a drag type show.
But this would be women wearing suits.
Right. I mean, how would you
and like maybe wearing bald.
How would you go to the extreme with wearing suits to the point where it becomes like a drag type show?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to look into that because I have never heard of a drag king before.
I mean, I know lesbians often wear suits, you know, like male suits.
Well, some of them.
Butch
ones.
Yeah,
I used to think that drag racing was
drag.
Just driving really fast with women's clothes on.
Yeah. See, what surprised me recently was to learn that, you know, the flannel thing from like the 90s and the lesbians, that persists to today.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that until very recently when it became very important very suddenly for me to understand that flannel meant lesbian. To me, it was just like, okay, well, it's kind of chilly. I get it. No, I evidently. I knew that was the case back in like the 90s, right? But I thought that went away. Like the 90s lesbians dressed like the 80s of some other thing. I don't remember the thing now, but
there's a lot of interesting, if you get into the gay community, there's a lot of interesting things that you learn, like if you wear a Hawaiian shirt, you're gay, which clearly isn't the case.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
But that's a thing.
Doesn't
like,
that describe all of the boog boys?
Yeah, but it could also mean you're a boog boy, certainly. Yeah. There is more coming up here because they still haven't talked about what actually happened here. But there is more coming up from Forkfest 2022. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Absolutely beautiful day here, almost a clear blue sky. Weather is perfect. The rain that we got this morning and last night broke the temperature a little. Now it's right back down there to being just absolutely perfect, idyllic here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire for Fort Fest 2022. I want to say thank you to Michael, who is tonight's amplifier. Michael, I'm sorry, I'm not going to attempt your last name. Michael is a platinum-level amplifier, which means that Michael is giving $25 per month to the AMPS program. Of course, we don't ask that. I'm sorry?
I said, wow, thanks, man.
Yeah, absolutely. All we ask is $5 per month. That's what gets you in. And it does come with, like, the AMP-only podcast. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. And even an AMP-only chat on the Matrix server. I don't even know who oversees that. But it's not me, and I don't think it's Ian either. I think it was just some of the amplifiers who created it. Not entirely sure, but it does have those features. But really, the reason to join is because you value the ideas of liberty, and you want to help us reach a larger audience. That's what the AMPS program is used for, is to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So, Michael, thank you so much for your contributions. We're sitting here. I'm a little bit disappointed. Yahoo pays a very long, very, very long story about this drag queen happy hour or whatever it is that they were having. And, you know, I'm kind of happy that it gave us the chance to look up a drag king. They look like gay dudes. I mean, they very much do. The mustache is a given. You have to have the mustache. It's always one of those little thin prince mustaches, you know?
Oh, it's not a porn stash?
Some of them have porn stashes. Some of them have what I can only describe as pedo stashes. Some of them have the pirates. But, I mean, most of them, at least, are those super thin prince ones. Or like, yeah. Pompadours, haircuts seem to be big. And top hats, strangely enough. So it is women dressing up as men. A lot of them wear suits and top hats for whatever reason. I got to say, a lot of these drag queens are, like, super attractive. You cannot tell they're women. Wearing men's clothes or whatever. Like, wow, that's surprising. But anyway, so that's what a drag king is. And the phrase drag king is so foreign to me that every time I see it, I want to just say drag queen, right? So we're talking now about this event in California, of all places, where this lady posted on Instagram about an upcoming drag queen happy hour at her restaurant or bar or whatever. And she got some threats, or she got some statements from the Proud Boys that they were going to attend, and she called the police, you know, like a privileged white person would. The police posted four separate officers in that area and at least one radio car. And
the police did something?
Well, they were present. I don't know what okay. that is actually
right.
doing.
Police right. often show their presence without actually doing anything.
You're right.
To protect
it doesn't
you.
Qualify as doing something.
Yeah, they
other
were
than being present.
They were present, but this wasn't enough. Some of the drag queens and kings still felt unsafe, so they canceled, and the drag show in result was canceled. But she handled this by throwing up a bunch of gay flags, and apparently some drag queens and kings showed up anyway. Two drag kings and a drag queen. He said, "I had maybe like 20 minutes to notice that this was happening, and they showed up and they just did like a little 30-minute lip sync dance around stand-up comedy routine. The show ended around 7:45. Everyone was taking pictures with the drag queens, having a great time. The night was winding down at 7:45 p.m. It doesn't sound like it was a very good time." A number of people were moving to leave when a half dozen young men appeared outside. Just before 8:15, the Proud Boys, or whoever they were, started marching, walking up First Street. Everyone that was outside that was leaving moved back inside. Hayes and her staff closed and locked the doors. What an overreaction. They act like they're in Nazi Germany and the Gestapo's coming down the streets. It's some idiot hillbillies with a flag or a sign. They're not threatening you. Everyone that was outside was leaving. They moved back inside. We closed and locked the doors. Officers were standing on either side of the entrance. Police officers. So what were these people so freaking terrified of? For a short while, there was a standoff. People inside then opened the doors and moved to leave. The police called for them to close the door as the young men tried to barge inside. Presumably in violation of trespassing ordinances. And, you know, the police could have arrested these guys. They were clearly not welcome, and they were clearly trying to batter down the door or bust
through
the
door. I don't know what the laws are there, but like in New Hampshire, if they were told to leave and they refused, they could be arrested for trespass.
Good point, and it is California, so they may not have the right to refuse, you know, service to certain patrons.
Yeah, that could be.
They were trying to push their way in, and someone from inside Mojo's pepper sprayed, good Lord, one of the aggressors directly in the face. Police body cam footage shows young men immediately falling back along with several officers. shots shows young men immediately falling back along with several officers. I'm confused about are the officers with the Proud Boys?
Are they also falling back?
I mean, falling back sounds like they moved away because they didn't want to be harmed by the Proud Boys, in theory.
Well, they didn't want to be harmed by the pepper spray.
Sounds like.
Right. The pepper spray was the most recent thing that happened, and then young men began falling back along with several officers. So it sounds to me like they tried pepper spraying the cops. I mean, I get why you would want to do that,
yeah,
but that's why the police moved away. Hate such as that first stirred in online comments was now taking the form of slurs and epithets from the young men who called those inside pedophiles and more colorful language. The restaurant door was locked again. Why didn't you just leave? Oh, because it's California. So none of the patrons there were armed and able to defend themselves against this homophobic, transphobic.
You know, this actually sounds to me like government agents of some kind, or somebody working for government to stir this kind of stuff up.
Unfortunately, with pepper spray or bear spray, I don't put it past that. I mean, the internet's filled with hateful people, right?
And yeah.
This all originated on Telegram and Instagram, both of which, you know, are filled with hateful people.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising to me that they were able to muster up, you know, a dozen people out there in California to attend this thing and to shout, you know, transphobic slurs or whatever. It's not surprising to me. Unfortunately, with pepper spray or bear spray or whatever it is, it just doesn't hit its target, Hayes said. So it created a pepper spray cloud inside the restaurant. And so everyone evacuated out of the back of the restaurant. So they got the cops there to protect them. The cops, through this story so far, have done absolutely freaking nothing to help. And then, in trying to defend themselves, they filled the entire restaurant with pepper spray and had to evacuate out of the back door.
Yeah, if that stuff sprayed indoors, that's like a chemical. You will exit that space very quickly.
I could see him just going, hey, you think this is enough? Yeah, go for it.
This story gets even more stupid. One person suffered what appeared to be either an asthma or panic attack and was quickly treated by EMTs. So EMTs also, they managed to get EMTs onto the site. There's multiple police officers on the site. Someone's trying to pepper spray someone else. They filled the restaurant with pepper spray and had to evacuate. But it's clearly a stable situation here. EMTs don't rush into situations that are unstable. They will sit back there and wait on the police to clear out a situation before they go in. The Proud Boys or whoever those guys were shouting at an empty building, Hayes said. Everyone was going home and leaving already, so they didn't stop anything. But they did terrorize people, and that's kind of their main objective. So all of that was happening behind the building. People started going home after all of this was going on, and the Proud Boys just sort of hung out there for a little while, yelling at this empty building. It was just a fiasco all the way around out there in California. Everyone crying to be the victim of someone else. There is more coming up here from ForkFest. It is Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is appealing the British government's decision to extradite him to the United States. Assange faces 17 charges of espionage and 1 charge of computer misuse in the United States. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday that a Trump administration program designed to restrict illegal immigration at the southern border can be stopped by the Biden administration. Appearing on Fox News, Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration's border control policies are leading to unsafe conditions for illegal immigrants and Americans.
The Biden border policy is an open border policy. It is one of the most uncompassionate things I've ever seen in my life.
Have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. This is USA Radio News. Uvalde School District's Police Chief Pete Arriondo has stepped down from his position in the city council. This just weeks after being sworn in following allegations that he aired with his response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School that left 19 students and two teachers dead. On MSNBC, Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez expresses frustration that details into the Uvalde shooting are still unavailable to the public.
And here we are, over almost approaching 40 days from this incident, and we still don't know what happened because DPS has chosen to cloister all of the evidence.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Colin will continue to dump heavy rain along the coast of South Carolina. A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of the Carolinas with heavy rain and possible flooding through Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire here at ForkFest 2022. That's ForkFest number 6 here at Rogers Campground. It's an absolutely beautiful day. And here we are joined, it's Aria, joined by Chris and the captain. And I like to say that Coinbase is the devil, by which I mean Coinbase has allied itself with the devil, that is the state. They have allied themselves together, Coinbase, Kraken, Gemini, Binance, all of these major cryptocurrency exchanges. What they're trying to do is create a situation where the average person out there, they're trying to destroy the peer-to-peer nature of cryptocurrency. They want to be the gatekeepers. If you have Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever cryptocurrency, they want the circumstances to exist where you had to have gotten it through them.
These are the guys who want to outlaw cash, effectively. And
well, they only want to outlaw. They do want to outlaw cash, but they want to be the replacements for the modern banking system.
Sure.
They don't want to get rid of Wells Fargo and all of them. Mostly. They want to merge with them.
Let me rephrase this. They're working with the people who want to outlaw cash. The government doesn't like cash. And we've seen all around the world governments actually reducing the size of the bills to a point where they become cash becomes not useful anymore. And these guys, they're basically working with them.
The only problem I have with the sort of conspiracy surrounding governments wanting to eliminate cash is...
But they are.
How will these politicians receive their bribes
in deer semen?
Oh, okay.
That's the big thing in Texas, right? A stick of deer semen, I don't remember what it's called, and we covered this a number of years ago on called a Freedom, but it's very valuable. It's like $10,000 worth or something like that, and politicians could be gifted that, and then they could sell it, and it wasn't a bribe because they weren't, and it wasn't considered, you know, a campaign contribution or any of this other stuff. It was the equivalent of giving someone, you know, $10,000 worth of cocaine or whatever.
Right, so what you're saying is they've written legislation to give themselves loopholes.
Yes, which is more or less what you would expect. But I mean, they could always take bribes in Monero. You're absolutely right, though. They don't want to see a full abolition of the U.S. dollar. Not to do banks or anything. They want to get rid of the cash version, certainly. But only if they have some other mechanism of receiving untraced bribes and things like that.
Exactly. It's they want to end privacy. They want to end cash for, you know, us, the people.
Yes,
right?
But not for themselves.
Right, exactly.
And Coinbase is enabling this. They are part of the evil machine that cryptocurrency was created to destroy. We knew this would happen, right? We knew that some evil institution would rise up and would try to co-opt the cause of cryptocurrency. Blockstream, by the way, is the main evil player in this particular story. They would rise up and try to take control of the cryptocurrency world and use it to perpetuate the very system that cryptocurrency was created to destroy.
Libertarians may have been the early adopters of cryptocurrencies, but they're not the ones leading the charge to effectively undermine the very objectives of what libertarians have brought to the table.
No, that's the World Economic Forum and Coinbase and Kraken and Gemini and the U.S. government.
Yeah.
So what is Coinbase up to now? Because there's nothing that Coinbase could do that would surprise me, except for, I think his name is Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase, coming out recently on Twitter and say something like, you know, not your keys, not your crypto, or something to that effect, which was surprising.
I mean, that's just because it's a popular statement.
He didn't say it in those terms. He said it in response to Ukraine and the people in Russia getting cut off or something like that.
Well, that makes more sense.
He says something to that effect of, hey, you know, sorry.
I think that was a reaction to, like, the news of somebody getting ripped off.
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it was in regard to Ukraine and the embargoes against Russia. Because I covered it with Ian and, I think, Conan?
No. I'm not saying you're not correct, but I'm saying that because people in the Ukraine were, there were some people who were using cryptocurrency to, like, flee or whatever, I think somebody lost their crypto as a result of trying to use it or put it somewhere or trusting someone they shouldn't have. And so then that's why he made that statement, just to remind people that if you put your money somewhere, you know, other than an exchange, that's probably a much better bet than leaving it on an exchange.
I understand what you're saying, but the reason he said the particular one that I'm remembering was because people in Ukraine or Russia or one of them weren't able to cash out and use that money to flee, and it was because the government had forbidden them from doing so. So they were like, well, look, you should have cashed out a long time ago.
Yeah.
And you know, that's good advice. But that was the only thing I've ever seen from Coinbase, more to the point. That was the only thing I've ever seen from them that surprised me.
I mean, if you have the crypto and you control the keys, it's hard for governments to actually stop you from using it to flee, presuming that people will accept it as well.
Right.
So that's just one of the importances of getting it more widely adopted, is when the time comes, it's better to have others already accepting it than to have to try to explain to them how to accept it or use it.
And Coinbase is one of these evil companies where just because you bought Bitcoin on Coinbase doesn't mean you can easily withdraw it to your own private wallet. I think Cash App makes this easier than Coinbase, if I remember correctly. It's been close to 2 years since I've, you know, got to really play with cryptocurrency, but Cash App made it pretty easy. I understand PayPal recently enabled the feature, but Coinbase, I remember at one point buying cryptocurrency on Coinbase, and I don't know what it was. It wasn't an especially large amount or anything like that. But when I attempted to withdraw it, they were like, hey, we got to hold this for 5 days.
Yeah, seven days or whatever it is,
That was for 5 business days on top of that.
I wonder if that's still true.
Well, they did it then. I mean, like I said, this was maybe three or four years ago. I don't remember exactly how long.
It'd be nice
to
have somebody who could tell us that.
Well, at first it was to prevent fraud, and then also it was to incentivize you to sign up for a full account on their trading platform, because you could just sign up for their exchange-based wallet without signing up for their trading platform. And so if you wanted to upgrade,
then you could get it out faster.
Then you could get it out faster, right?
Go figure. It's these are pretty unshocking tactics that companies will use. And this is one of these reasons why I can't stand use. There's so many products on the market that I just can't stand using, or companies I can't stand buying from.
Well, Coinbase is the devil. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But tell us, what are they up to now?
This is from The Intercept, and the story is cryptocurrency titan Coinbase providing geo-tracking data to ICE. So
that's Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, or something like that.
Yeah,
it's the institution that is rounding up immigrants from, you know, Texas and Arizona and New Mexico, or throwing them in FEMA camps.
Yeah,
that's the institution doing this.
Yeah, I mean, concentration camps. I mean, I think that's probably a better way to phrase it.
So Coinbase and their tax dollars are literally going to pay for this atrocity, and they're also providing geolocation data to the governments committing these atrocities in order to help them commit these atrocities. Tell me again that Coinbase isn't the devil.
Mean, this is, I think, a good strong argument for why we need to see more privacy-friendly cryptos out there, like Monero. We seem to have gotten cryptocurrency adopted. You know, there's a lot of users these days. I mean, way more than libertarians, but we're still being held back, I think, from the greater vision by the lack of merchant tools and things of that nature.
The merchant tools thing is definitely killing
privacy.
Definitely killing cryptocurrency. I think Bitcoin, BitPay is probably the most ubiquitous, and you know, it's useful. It does its job. But it's not perfect.
It's not as, I don't know that it's as widespread as it was a number of years ago. We have a lot more AnyPay usage. We have a lot more.
Dude, AnyPay isn't even a drop in the bucket compared to BitPay.
No, I agree with you there. But online, there's also other solutions that I've seen more. Getting more adoption.
I mean, some places take cryptocurrency directly, like the VPN that I used to use, Windscribe. Absolutely amazing service, amazingly low price, and they take Bitcoin.
Yeah, there's a lot more places using things like BTC Pay Server, as an example, or others. There are some others, so it's not as, I don't think it's as, back in the day, when I first started accepting, my business first started taking crypto, BitPay was the only option.
Right.
I mean, almost.
And then there was an issue with them not allowing Bitcoin Cash or something like that. So certainly none of these centralized methods. I mean, ideally you could just throw your QR code up there on the internet, right, and let that be your payment processor. To cut out the middleman entirely.
And there's still people doing that.
There is more coming up here. We're going to show you why Coinbase is the devil. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnybay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, celebrating ForkFest number 6, ForkFest 2022 here. And this is the last show that's going to be done from ForkFest here this year. I've already notified Ian and Bonnie and all of them that, you know, tomorrow we're not going to be able to do a show and still break down and all of that stuff. And
right, right.
Because you got to leave the campsite 2 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah, I'm planning to break down today. I actually started doing it while we were recording.
So. Yeah, I can't say that I blame you. I mean, it would be one thing if we were still going to make the fireworks show, but we're not. And we didn't realize that until we got up here that the fireworks are going to be taking place at night on July the 3rd.
On Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, which we assumed it would be the Saturday before. Instead, it's actually the Sunday before, and that's going to be tomorrow night, which require all of us to rent a motel room for an additional day or the campsites for an additional day or whatever, and then stay an additional day. And none of us were really like anticipating that.
Right.
But anyway, we are here. You can check us out at ForkFest.party. We're leaning toward having it at the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival next year. We haven't reached a consensus about that. And I mean, obviously, we don't really reach a consensus on these sort of things because we don't really plan any things because no one's really in charge of it. Unofficially, I'm saying that it's going to be before
it's an unofficial consensus, I think is the best way to describe it. You get to advertise it however you want, and if you're in the majority, well, then that's probably when it's going
to
happen.
Well, if you get to advertise it however you want, then it doesn't really matter if you're the majority or not.
That's true. And we have had years where people have advertised it, I mean, not a whole lot, but as being before when we were where everybody was basically going after. So there was a couple people here that were calling ForkFest, you know, the event before the Porcupine Freedom Festival when the majority were actually doing it after.
The one before, as I understood it, was always Somalia Fest, and that sort of carried on being Somalia Fest after ForkFest moved to after the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Some people were calling it ForkFest still, and the one year we had people calling the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the second week, maybe it was the first week.
It was both weeks.
The whole
both
thing, weeks. ForkFest, the whole thing was ForkFest, too. Right. So
yeah, the Free State Project was not happy with us about that, though. So I'm hoping
no central organization. So,
but there is for the Porcupine Freedom. Well, there's no central organization. No, but we're the ones literally on the air promoting it.
Sure, sure.
There's no organization, but we as individuals are responsible for what we were saying.
Well, but
I don't
want to
piss off.
I don't even
think
it was us saying it. I think it was other people saying it.
Oh no, we were saying it.
We were we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I don't know if you were, but I certainly was. I mean,
the people I recall saying
almost mockingly said, Porkfest is this thing happening down there at the bottom of the hill.
Okay.
We said that repeatedly.
I think that was, though, during, not prior to. The people were saying it during, and that was mostly the people who were attending part of Porkfest were saying, well, Porkfest is now, because things have changed, now I'm at least considering it, you know, Porkfest is also part of
it. Certainly, we can't do anything about what those individuals want, but we were saying it on the radio here, like sitting across from Carla Garrick at the FTL site saying this. I mean, we were a bit, you know.
Well, she doesn't even like the Porkfest occurs, period.
Yes, she does. So. I mean, Carla's fine. Carla loves us.
I'm pretty sure she was cringy when we interviewed her in prior years on it.
She was cringy one particular year, and that had nothing to do with Porkfest. That was 100% up to me and the Reformed Satanic Church and the fact that I had just. I very publicly attempted to give the Free State Project a donation on behalf of the Reformed Satanic Church in order to pay for volunteers and bathroom soap and stuff like that, which was declined as a donation. So I decided to, you know, forgive and forget and to donate $50 from the Reformed Satanic Church to Carla Garrick's Senate campaign. So right there on her list of campaign contributors was Reformed Satanic Church, an organization from which she had just attempted to decline a donation. From, right? I meant it as a sign of good faith. Like, look, I don't hold anything against you. I mean, here's $50 for a Senate campaign. But, you know, this frustrated her. And, you know, she was not happy with me about it. And, you know, she didn't want to have anything to do with me. But that's ancient history. Carla and I buried that hatchet, you know, two years
ago.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, Carla still talks with us. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I think you may have over, you know, if you grudgingly accept something, that doesn't necessarily mean you hate the person that
you're. Well, she didn't even grudgingly accept it. I mean, the issue with that particular donation was that there is no mechanism for you to say, no, I don't want to accept this money, send it back to the sender.
Right.
No such mechanism exists in the U.S. financial system. So, I mean, she was kind of stuck with it at that point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all of that's in the past, and I don't think she ever had any issue with Porkfest. I mean, she was on the Free Talk Live with Ian that particular year. She was just under the stipulation that I couldn't be there when it happened.
Okay.
So, I mean, she wasn't upset with Porkfest or anything like that. She was just specifically upset with me, and, you know, rightfully so.
Maybe it's not Carla that I'm thinking of, but I definitely know that some people within the Porcupine, or the FSP, Free State Project, were not terribly happy, and they've taken our money in the past to sponsor Forkfest, but they haven't put signs up the way they used to. There's just things that have changed as a result of the lead sponsorship. Being under the Porkfest banner.
I'm not sure that's true. I went down to the pavilion a number of times this year, and Porcupine Real Estate and Goldbacks were their top sponsors, and I didn't see any signage or anything for Porcupine Real Estate or Goldbacks.
And that changed as a result of the Porkfest sponsorship.
Now, the only year I remember actually seeing major signage was when Dash sponsored the pavilion.
So you can
there.
Go back to all basically past Porcupine Freedom Festivals, and you will always see in the videos, it was always very prominent, the signage of the top sponsors. So, and they have moved it from
Send me some of these videos because this is my sixth year, and I don't remember any of that being the case, except for the 1 year where they were sponsored by Dash.
This is in fact why we actually stopped sponsoring the Porkupine Freedom Festival.
Because they botched last year for sure, but I'm not sure they botched it because it was Forkfest. I think that's just part of the decentralized approach they're taking. Like I said, you know, Goldbeck was one of their top sponsors this year, and Goldbeck didn't have any signage anywhere here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
No, Goldbeck made a different deal with the FSP, and that was to get a tent in a non-campground spot at the entrance of the park. So their deal was different. And their deal also
was Porcupine Freedom Fest, I mean, the Porcupine Real Estate also had no signage down there. I'm saying if your agreement, if the agreement between ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival didn't stipulate us getting a special spot up there that's not a campsite or a large sign or whatever, buyer beware, we're the ones who didn't ask for that when we gave them money. Right?
So I think the issue is the terms of the contract stipulated signage in the pavilion, and it was not in a place where people could see it.
But it was technically there.
It was technically there, and that was that's effectively the main issue. And this is it is technically correct that every year that we attempted to sponsor, we forgot to say, okay, let's add to make sure that it's in the video or on the stage where people can see it. That's sort of our fault, you know, buyer beware. I agree with you on that. However, I don't think it was fulfilled. The contract was fulfilled in good faith.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't the one who gave them the donation or whatever, so it's not on me to say. But tell us a little bit more, and we are sort of running out of time here today, but tell us some more about what Coinbase is up to.
Absolutely. I think this first paragraph sums it up pretty well. Coinbase, the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the United States, is selling immigration and customs enforcement.
So they're selling the data? They're not just... I mean, it would be bad enough if they were giving the data to the evil institution that is immigration customs enforcement.
A suite of features used to track and identify cryptocurrency users, according to contract documents shared with The Intercept. If I understand this correctly, they're not just talking about Coinbase data. They're talking about the tools to track effectively crypto.
Like some of these blockchain.info tracking things that says nonsense.
Yeah, and it's kind of this is not every cryptocurrency. So to the best
obviously
of my understanding,
Monero.
This is not going to work for Monero or other privacy-friendly cryptocurrencies. But you know, for things like Bitcoin, it certainly works. Probably Bitcoin Cash. Probably Ethereum. I believe was listed in here as well.
Well, Ethereum's easily traceable, right? Like I could just about tell you what my very first Ethereum address was, because it was the only address at the time I had that was not an HD. And I don't remember what HD stands for, but it's basically a rotating wallet where every time you receive funds, it generates a new address for you. Ethereum doesn't do that. So I could just about remember in full what that very first Ethereum address I ever had was, simply because I used it so many times. So Ethereum has never claimed to be a privacy coin or to be privacy friendly.
And you know, the disturbing part about this is how cheaply they sold out. They made they licensed the software for $29,000 U.S. dollars.
Is that annual? Per month.
I believe that's a year, but let me see here. Potentially worth
most licenses would be for like a year, but we are out of time for today. I'm not surprised to hear it. Coinbase is evil, and they are literally selling their souls to the devil here. You can join us in the meantime over at our social media server. That's social.freetalklive.com. Again, that's social.freetalklive.com. Thanks for joining us at ForkFest this year. It's been Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered.
and there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.